I enjoyed studying this Monday with our study group because it is a scripture that we have a hard time understanding. How is it that we're not supposed to call someone Father when we have a Father here on earth as we have a Father in heaven? How are we not supposed to call someone teacher? We're not supposed to call someone instructor. But remember, he is speaking here to the people in a day when Jesus was present. He was there to instruct them. He was there to tell them about the Father. And they had gotten into the habit of letting the people who were in charge of the religion run the show. They had gotten into the habit of making them items of worship rather than reminding themselves that they were people and human. We don't do that today, do we? Watched any TV evangelists lately? Some of those folks scare me. You know, they just really seem to have a lot of power in today's world. They want to tell us not only about the Word, but what to think about the Word. Not only about God, but what to think about God. There are books and series of books. There are all kinds of things out there that tell us what to do, what to think, how to vote. I encourage all of you to exercise your freedom to vote, but I'm not about to tell you how. I don't think I have that right. I encourage all of you to study your scriptures, and I try and help look at the scriptures and understand them, but I don't consider myself the ultimate authority. You know, this is my opinion. This is my message according to the Word that is here. If I can do God's work by helping us to learn, by helping us to see, by helping us to have a new view, that's great, but don't take my word for it. Look at what God says. It's not the messenger, but the message that is important. Back around the turn of the century, there was a renaissance of interest in religion and in other religions. And there was a Sufi mystic who was greatly praised as being a wonderful teacher. And people paid a lot of money to have him advise them, and they paid a lot of money to go to his speeches. And one day he walked in to a meeting hall where there were hundreds of people waiting to hear him speak. And he walked up to the microphone and he stumbled and mumbled and, you know, kind of scratched himself a little bit and obviously was a little bit the worse for wear and perhaps a little bit the worse for drink. People were horrified. They were just outraged. They'd spent all this money on hearing this teacher, and here was this man who was, well, let's just say it, drunk, trying to tell them about God and about spirituality, and they were just greatly offended. When time came for him to finish, he stood up straight and in a clear voice said, "It's not the messenger, but the message that's important," and walked out. Nobody remembered a thing that he had said because they had been so concerned about his condition. It's not me that's important. It's the message. It's not the evangelist or the preachers or the church or any of that stuff that's important. It's the message. It's the Word of God, the message in those words that are printed on the page. It's not even the book. You know, I know people who won't put another book on top of the Bible for respect of it. And that's, you know, a wonderfully respectful thing to do, but it's a book. It's the words that are touch your heart that are important. The changes that it makes in your life that are important. The changes in the way it makes you teach and touch and reach out and love other people that are important, not just the book or the pages or the print. We sometimes get the cart before the horse. We sometimes forget that, you know, it's not about who's speaking, it's about what they're speaking. God chooses to provide us with leaders. God chooses to provide us with teachers. And sometimes those teachers get bigger than their teaching. And then sometimes we see them fall. We've seen politicians in do terrible things. We've seen preachers do terrible things. We've seen people in positions of power abuse their power. We've seen all kinds of things. And what are they but our humanity? We want our leaders and our teachers and our preachers to be better than they are. We want people to look up to. We want people to follow. But Jesus says, don't look up to them. Don't follow them. Not if you let them get in the way of looking up to God and following His teaching. I'm not going to tell you not to call your father, father, but I am going to say don't worship him because he's a human being, a man. Don't not call your teacher, teacher, or treat them with respect because they have a tough job to do. Jesus in his scriptures says, listen to what they say. Follow their teachings, but don't do what they do because they don't do what they're supposed to be doing. They don't follow their own teachings. I was talking with a fellow pastor the other day, and I had accidentally called him by the wrong name, so I was thoroughly embarrassed. In a meeting, in front of everybody, and he said afterwards, oh, don't worry about it. You know, that was a compliment. He's above me. Because pastors in the Methodist church kind of measure themselves against each other as to how big their church is and how much money they can spend and how much money they make in their salaries. And, you know, there's kind of a hierarchy there. And I thought, what a thoroughly un-Christian thing to say. I know he didn't mean it in, you know, that sense, but we do. We measure ourselves amongst ourselves. You know, is he better than me? Is she better than me? Does he have more money? Does she have nicer clothes? Does she have a better figure? You know, and all those things that we use to measure ourselves. Is he stronger? Is he smarter? Is he going to get the promotion? None of that matters nearly as much as where our heart is. None of that matters nearly as much as whether we are walking with God and trying to be His people. Not better Christians than other Christians, not better people than other people, but just be with Him. You know, when you're with the one you love, everything else seems to disappear. When you're in love, everything else seems to be unimportant. That's the kind of relationship we should have with our God. So in love with being with Him that everything else just seems to fade away. We worry about the tough times financially, and indeed times are tough and things are, you know, we don't know how to predict what's going to happen with the stock market, with the price of gas, with the job even. A lot of us are worried. That's a real, honest, serious concern. But in terms of eternity, all of this is just a moment. In terms of our eternal soul, what difference does it make? We need to remind ourselves always that it is God's world that we live in. It is God's time that we walk in. It is God's love that we seek. The things of the world will pass away. The people will go to their graves. The buildings will fall down if they're not taken care of. Countries will change. Empires will crumble. Princes will wander in the wilderness, having lost their senses. But the world is still the world, and God is forever. Let's pay attention to what's important. That which is forever, not that which is here. Amen.